Page 14. Chapter 1. My name is Victor Frankenstein, and I am from Geneva. My father was a rich businessman and well known in Switzerland. He married a poor woman much younger than him. They travelled around Europe a lot, and I was born in Naples. My mother often visited poor people to help them. Once, near Lake Como, she visited a family with 5 hungry children. One little girl was slim and fair, different from the others. When my mother asked about her, the woman of the house said she was an orphan and that her parents had been rich. My parents agreed to take her and bring her up with their own family. The girl's name was Elizabeth, and she became my best friend. She was interested in poetry and nature, while I studied the physical secrets of the world and how things worked. On the birth of my youngest brother, when I was 7, my parents stopped travelling and returned to Geneva, living in our townhouse and a country house by the lake. My other close friend was Henry Clerval, the son of a merchant. Henry loved anything medieval, especially King Arthur and his knights. He often tried to make us act plays and become characters from the medieval world of chivalry. Henry was interested in morals and heroes, and he wanted to become one when he grew up. We had a happy childhood. Elizabeth was good and kind, and she watched over us with her soft smile and beautiful eyes. Despite my happy and carefree childhood, I was always eager to learn about other things. It was the secrets of heaven and earth that I wanted to learn about. When I was 13, I found a volume of the works of Cornelius Agrippa. This opened up a whole new world for me, and I was very happy. My father told me not to waste my time reading such books and did not explain anything to me. So I read on alone, following what I read from a child's point of view, not properly understanding but still curious to learn. This continued until a few years later when I saw the effects of a thunderstorm. A flash of lightning had completely destroyed a tree, and a learned guest staying with our family told us all about a theory he had formed on the subject of electricity and galvanism. These subjects were new and interesting for me, and pushing my years of studying Agrippa to one side, I immediately threw myself into the study of mathematics and science. This was perhaps the last time that my guardian angel tried to protect me from the storm that even then was waiting to fall on me.